Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just another stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, sponsored by our good friends at Allstate. This morning till 10, Lou and his crew are broadcasting live right here at Parmesan Station at the Tinley Park Metro Station. Now here he is, your host for the next 3 hours, Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes, we are. Good morning, everybody. This is the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Parmesan Station at Tinley Park and is presented by Allstate. Chicago's own good hands. Good morning, everybody. We have a nice crowd out here already. We are at probably quite possibly the most pretty, well, it's not a train station. This is a restaurant. But if this was my train station, I would always take the train, right? I'd be 400 pounds, but I would love it because it would be great. And do you serve liquor behind that bar, too? And I'd be drunk. Say hi to Lindsay and Sam and Adam, who's been here since yesterday. Marlene and Rick, who are out here, thank you so much. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk with Suzanne Semenit. Say it. Oh, we got it here phonetically. Hold on. Semenate. Yep. Semenate. Well, that kind of sounds
like... It's like your best friends.
Like my best friends?
It's Semenate. Like your best... Hey, Susan Semenate.
My best friend Susan Semenate is coming up here. And our future president of the Lou Manfredini fan club over here. This is a very strict testing that we're going to have to go. Say hi to Sam this morning, who's here. Sam Panionovic came all the way from home. It took him 5 minutes.
I'm in my element here.
You love the South Side.
I've got my socks Hawaiian shirt on.
I like that. Very nice. You know, not a lot of guys can pull that off.
Thank you.
You can.
I'm experiencing a grease hangover. I was at Pierogi Fest last night.
Oh. Is that worse than a booze hangover?
Yes, it's 10 times worse. So, 8 pierogies.
Wait, where was that?
In Whiting. 8 pierogies, the blooming onion. The fried onion that shoots
out.
Yeah,
that's what will get you. That's not even Polish.
I'm not even done yet. And fried Reese's cups with ice cream.
Wow.
So I'll be taking a nap when I'm done.
I have a stomach ache just thinking about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, we have a lot coming up today. Hey, on our Noodaloo 2 that we're going to be so excited about that everybody's going to love, do we have samples to give away? That's it. There's going to be a fight over the Noodaloo 2 today. If you have hard water stains and you've never been able to get them off the shower door or a place like that.
Maybe what we do is do a new, so the president over here of your fan club, we do a trivia. Who knows Lou? I'm going to come up with some great questions.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that could be, find out if you, in fact, qualify for that. Right.
If you win,
some other things though that we need to know about. You can't just hand that over, right?
I've heard if you win though, you get to play with his hair.
There you go. You can come look at my new hair.
She just jumped out of her chair.
Right, so she's excited. She doesn't even. All she wants to do is play. Never mind.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. It's 7:14 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If all you people over here have a question too during the show, just raise your hand, and we will definitely answer those as well. All right. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Are we going to do it? Yeah. Okay. Who do you want to talk to? How about we talk to Ray in Wisconsin? Ray, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about flooring.
Yes, sir.
I'm replacing my kitchen floor. I've currently got vinyl tile on there. I'm going to replace it with porcelain. But it's going to raise the level of that floor by over a half inch. Can I change my subfloor from 3/4 to a half inch?
You're going to, well... Are you going to put, so when you're going to take everything up right now and you're going to take the plywood that's there now, or do you have like 1x6s underneath there as well?
I have plywood there now, but it's delaminating. When I took the old floor off, it delaminated some of that plywood.
So you want to take you're going to take the plywood off and you're going to go down to the floor joists and put new plywood in.
Correct.
No.
Okay.
The half inch, the problem with the half inch, Ray, is in between a 16 inch on center. If you do that, you're going to
too much bounce.
It's too much bounce. I mean, really, what I would like to see is a new 3/4 inch plywood subfloor, and then I want some kind of concrete board.
Well, that's why I said it was going to raise it a half inch, a quarter inch concrete board, a 1/4 inch tile.
And what's the surrounding rooms that you're going to have that lift? Are you going to carpeting or what are you doing?
Wood.
A hardwood floor.
Hardwood floor.
Okay. And are you opposed to a transition strip between the hardwood and the tile?
No.
Yeah.
That'd be the only way I could do it then.
Yeah, it's the only way you're going to do it. And then, you know, you can, you know, with those transitions, if you plan for it, it can be a wider transition. Where you have the hardwood floors that come into, this is just in the kitchen, correct?
Correct.
Does it go through doorways or is it a large open space?
It's open space.
Open space. I mean, you can put a larger transition strip in there to make that change in elevation, you know, minimize it, as opposed to like some short little 2.5 inch wide transition strip.
I never thought about that.
That's why you called me.
That's right.
Where are you in Wisconsin, Ray?
Outside a little town called Hancock.
Did you go to fish fry last night?
No, we didn't.
Missed out.
Try.
Nothing better. All right. Good luck with that project. But I want 3/4 inch. I want 3/4 inch on the bottom there. Then your concrete board. Then your tile. Okay. I appreciate the phone call. It is 18 past the hour. Lou Manfredini here with you. Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Parmesan Station in Tinley Park, is presented by Allstate agent Susan Seminate. How about something for Seminate? She's driving here going, he's butchering my name. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We're live at Parmesan Station for our Allstate Hometown Voices Tour in Tinley Park. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let me tell you something about that Miller Park. Have you been to the Miller Park, Sam?
I have. I was at the All-Star Game when it tied. Remember that?
Oh, like 100 years
2002.
Ago. 2002. They were booing Bud Selig.
They booed him. That's why he left.
Yeah. It is impossible to get into Miller Park. There's one way to get in there. You know what I mean? The
parachute?
Right. The traffic pattern to get in there, they need to improve that. It's a great park. It's a really nice park. But, boy, is it hard to get in there.
I picture you going down that slide in left field.
Right. I dress up like the... What's that guy?
Bernie Brewer.
That's what I did one summer. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. But I also have a question from a gentleman in the front row. You can't see him. If you're looking on your radio, right in the center of the radio is where this guy is sitting. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Bob Binder, and I'm from Tinley Park.
You came a long way.
I did.
Thank you. How can I help you, Bob?
Well, I live in a raised ranch. It's about 40 years old.
Okay.
The living room, the dining room, and the hallway have carpeting, and the other rooms are hardwood floor.
Okay.
When I walk in any room, anywhere, it's like I'm in a haunted house. It creaks, it pops, it just always
makes a lot of noise. The whole house, not just the carpeted area.
Right. What do I do?
Sell. And what's under this floor? Is it a...
It's just regular flooring.
No. It's a raised ranch, but do you have a crawl space? Do you have a full basement?
No, full basement, partially taken.
Partially finished?
Yeah.
Okay. And that, what percentage of the basement is not finished?
Maybe 30%.
Okay. So the issue to get rid of that creaking, I mean, there's a couple ways to go. You could put a perpendicular walls in underneath the floor to support it. I mean, that's one way. The next thing you could do is you could install bridging Are you familiar with what bridging is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a crisscross piece of two pieces of wood. To that creaking, a lot of times can come from the joists. As you step on them, they actually they cock a little bit every time you step on them. And that creaking is the wood moving and the nails and the fasteners, whatever, going back and forth. Now, it can either be two by twos that are like an X, or mm-hmm. it can be a solid piece of wood that's the same size as the floor joist. And you go to the span, the center of the, whatever the longest span is of where those bear, on an outside wall or on a beam if you have an inside
one.
There's a beam. So if there's a beam, mm-hmm. in the center of that span, if you can see it, there should be bridging. Is there any?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. So then in the center between where that is and the bearing point, you need to put another row of bridging. Mm. And on the other side as well. Now, it's not a difficult task, you know, but you need to get the lumber and cut it and
yeah.
put it up in there and screw it in instead of nailing it, which can help achieve this. If you're getting a lot of creaking where the carpeting is, you could also have an issue with the subfloor not being properly fastened to the joist. How old is the house? 40?
40.
So more than likely, that subfloor was nailed, not screwed down.
Yeah.
Now everything gets screwed down and glued. Chances are it was glued, but it's 40-year-old glue, so
yeah.
it's probably breaking apart. You could peel the carpeting back and drive deck screws through the subfloor where the carpeting goes to try and tighten that up area. Have you noticed, is the carpeted area louder than the hardwood area?
It more pops.
It pops.
Than creaks.
Than creaks,
yeah.
Right. And you like to sneak in at night and you don't want anybody to know, right? That's the issue.
Yeah.
Right, right. Those are your options. Mm. Now, in the finished part of the basement, the problem is the only way you're going to add that bridging
take down
a ceiling or cut a tile.
It's...
Oh, it's ceiling tile. All right. Well, then that's a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing where that, if that, from that beam point to the bearing point, if you can add additional bridging, that will help.
Do I do it just where I hear a squeaking or?
I do the whole run.
Oh.
Because what you're trying to do is that entire, what's called a floor plate, the entire floor, we want to strengthen that up. Because it's the type of thing that you'll, if it's just an area where you're creaking, you add a little bit there, you could cause creaks in other spots.
Mm.
See what I mean? So yeah. You're better off to just do the whole run, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give it a try.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming in and driving all that way from Tinley Park. All right. It's 7:27 in the morning. We're live here in Tinley Park. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Come on over here, Ron. Let me show you what I'm doing. Taking advantage of some of the time off to add a whole new wing on here. I'm going to rip these walls out and, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Well, you sound like a pretty handy guy.
Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Parmesan Station in Tinley Park, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. Good morning, everybody. We got a nice crowd out here this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines right now and talk with Carrie. Carolyn, who's in Florida. Hi, Carolyn. You're
Hi.
On WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Hi, Lindsay and everybody. Hey, Lou. Oh, common question.
Wait,
I just can't remember.
Wait. Hold on. Say hi to Carolyn, everybody. She's in Florida.
All right. Good morning.
How can I help you?
With the air conditioning running, is it better to have the fan setting constant or auto? I can never remember.
All right. So here's my little tip on this. If it's above 80 degrees outside, which I'm
yes.
going to guess it is,
uh-huh.
you want to run that, put that fan on as opposed to auto. And the
okay.
reason I talk about the 80 degrees is this. The whole idea behind your air conditioner is that it's not only cooling you, but it's dehumidifying. And if it's if you keep the fan on all the time and, you know, it gets cooler at night where it doesn't have the same kind of humidity level issue, the house can be cool, but it'll feel clammy because the condensing unit, which is outside, doesn't run as often, which is how you save money by doing this little trick. because that's the thing that uses all the energy, okay?
Right, right.
But your home, as you know, heat rises and cold air drops at the lower part of the floor. By keeping that fan on, I'm circulating that air, and it keeps you cooler. But only when the temps are really high, because I still need that dehumidification. So over 80 degrees, put that thing on fan. So for you, you know, right now, what's the temperature? Where are you in Florida?
St. Petersburg.
Oh, I love St. Petersburg.
I know you do. I've called many times.
I do. Yeah, I love
St. Petersburg. You need a remote.
We need a remote. You know where I want to do a remote? Actually, I love the Clearwater Beach,
Bonaire.
You know, you do listen. Hey.
I do. Well, you talked to me about it.
Is this thing listening? Come on. How about a little? Would you people come to Clearwater with me? Look at all the. We could take the train. We could come here and take the train all the way to St. Petersburg. Oh, my gosh. That would be. By the time we got there, we'd be asleep. Anyway. The 80 degrees and you're good.
Perfect. Perfect. I'll keep that in mind. I'm going to write it down. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good idea. Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And how about we talk with Bill, who's in Schiller Park. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have a new roof put on. What's your opinion on shingles? I've read a lot, and, you know, I'm not really sure what the...
You mean about brand?
Yes.
Okay. There's a bunch of them that you could use. Certainly, CertainTeed is a good brand. Elk is a good brand. GAF is another one that's been around. That's like the largest roof maker out there with shingles. The trick is this, Bill. It's all about the roofing contractor that you have putting it on.
Right. Yeah.
So, whoever you're getting, I need lots of references and third-party endorsements of people that have used them before. And if they give you the references, you know, to say, all right, Bill, I've worked on, you know, such and so many houses in this area. I'm more concerned with the houses they did 5 years ago and that you pick up the phone and call. When I tell people about references, everybody says, yeah, but nobody wants to call and talk about it. And the fact is, if they did a nice job, people will tell you about it. Oh, yeah, I had these guys over here. You know, I had the Lindholm roofing. I had the Rogers roofing. They did a really nice job for me. The guys cleaned up and da-da-da-da-da, and I haven't had any problems. Or, even more importantly, if I had a problem, they came out and fixed it, and they took care of it. They backed it up. That's ultimately what you're looking for. So, I'm not necessarily married to any one brand of roofing. I'm more concerned with the quality of the roofing contractors that you get to come in and do the work. Any of you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic out to you as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're going through the calls today. Here's Nina in Michigan. Hi, Nina. Where are you at?
I'm in a little place called South Haven, Michigan.
So
I'm in a
cute,
dirt
Lindsay
road
says.
Community with 110 houses.
All right. How can I help
so
you?
We have a center block community building, and the north, it's not painted on the outside, and the north wall is getting a rosy pink-red color. It's not wet. When you touch it, you can't scrape it off. Whatever it is, it's sort of embedded in the cinder block.
Right. You know what that is?
I'm guessing.
Go ahead and give me your guess.
It's like the mold on the north side of a house that's green.
That's right. Look at that, Nina. She's smart in Michigan. That's exactly what it is. How tall is that community building?
It's one... very tall story, like a one-story house.
And who does the work on that community building?
Well, I'm only a community member, so the board would know. I don't know.
All right. Go have whoever's in charge a gallon of wet and forget, okay? Mix it in a spray bottle and have them spray that whole side of that building, and in probably 30 days, you're going to see all that stuff gone. But it's
going
to come back.
I was kind of guessing you'd say that. Does it have to be repeat it like every year, make it a routine.
Yeah, I would make it a routine, but I probably also would consider having that cinder block painted. You know, that because that is a super porous. It's a super porous material, and you're just gonna. It's gonna constantly absorb all this moisture. And there are paints that are specifically designed for cinder block to kind of get inside there and hang on. One such manufacturer is called H&C. That's been around for... My horn has a funny little sound today. Let me see. Hold on a second. I guess it's all right. So H&C makes a really good paint that is designed for cinder block. I did a building, a rental property that I owned for years, 20 years ago, with H&C, after we got traditional block on there, and it now just needs to be repainted. It fades, you know, especially on the sun side, but the consistency of the film was pretty good, and I think you'll find that it holds up pretty well. So try that for sure. All right, 7:45 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, would you like to do our Noodaloo 2? We will do our Noodaloo 2. We're live at Parmesan Station in Tinley Park for our Allstate Hometown Voices Tour. We'll be right back.
Now back to my favorite handy-dandy Italian fix-it guy, Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Parmesan Station in Tinley Park is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. All right, now here's an interesting story that I think you'll find more interesting than the kid I went to college with that I can't remember his name. So did you see the train just came right here, the Metro train, right here as we're sitting at Parmesan Station? I literally, and I have a terrible arm, if there wasn't a piece of glass there, I could throw a baseball and hit the train. Okay? Right? It's that close. What?
This lady said prove it.
Prove it. Oh. I do have a terrible arm. So when our son graduated from, he went to the University of Michigan, go blue, there is a restaurant similar to this, but it's an evening restaurant. I don't know if this place open at night too. Yeah? And the train goes right by this. It's an old train station turned into a restaurant, probably a lot like this, but it's old. It's an older place. And evidently years ago, the train jumped the tracks and ran into the restaurant. I mean, like in the 30s, okay? And I think a bunch of people were killed. That's a great story, right? Now, the train still goes by the train station, and at the restaurant, when a train goes by, they have a big bell, and they ring the bell to remind everybody that the train didn't hit the restaurant. So in the middle of your dinner, it's like 8 o'clock at night, you're having a lovely dinner, you hear, bing, because the train went by, and then the whole waitstaff goes, hey, have another drink. That's an awful story? Why? I just thought it's an interesting story. What would make the story better is if I remembered the name of the restaurant.
Your buddy from Oak Forest
is
there.
Right. He's a chef there. All right. Are you playing the Noodaloo 2? Yeah. And are you Facebook Living as we speak?
Right now.
All right. So if you're a Facebook fan and you search Lou Manfredini, we're Facebooking live our Noodaloo 2, which you can take a listen to. Wait, is it sponsored by somebody?
No.
Nope. Take a listen to this.
It's known by several different names. Hard water stains, lime scale, mineral deposits, mineral buildup, hard water deposits, whatever you call it, I'm talking about that stubborn, white, crusty gunk that builds up around your faucets, your shower head, your toilet, on those glass shower doors. These obnoxious hard water deposits form when tap water evaporates, leaving behind minerals such as calcium and magnesium that solidify into the crusty stuff you can never seem to get rid of. Well, you're going to want to get a pen and paper for this one. Go ahead, I'll wait. No, really. Because if you don't, I know I'm going to be answering a ton of texts and emails this week reminding you of what it's called. I'll tell you now, it's called Bright and Clean Hard Water Stain Remover. Bright and Clean, and it's this week's new Tulu 2. Bright and Clean is guaranteed to remove even the toughest hard water stains from windows, shower doors, porcelain tiles, sinks, toilets, stainless steel, chrome bathroom fixtures, automotive and marine windshields, granite countertops, fiberglass shower stalls, tubs, It's a powerful, professional formula that has no smelly fumes and is easy on your pretty hands. It comes in powder form, and you just sprinkle some of it onto a wet microfiber cloth and get to work. It's just abrasive enough to scrub away that residue. If those stains are a little more deeply ingrained, repeat with a little bit more pressure. And there you go. You can find out more at hardwaterstain.com. Again, it's called Bright and Clean. I know it's available at Ace Hardware for about $12.99. And just for you, I will put a link up on Lou's Facebook page. So head on over there if you want to check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so this stuff right here, this is the Bright and Clean. It's like a powdered, almost like a powdered sugar. That's the consistency of this stuff right here. And what you do is you take a little bit of the Bright and Clean powder. This is a wet microfiber towel. And then you take a little bit right here and you sprinkle it on just like that. Okay? Then this is a piece of glass, a little piece of glass that has hard water stains. It's legit. And you take this and you rub it on the glass. And what you're basically doing is, it's just got enough abrasive to go after the hard water stains and peel it away. And I'm telling you, I've tried a million different things, as many of you have in the past. And look at how clean that is. I mean, it's amazing. When I first tested this out, it was at a Habitat Restore, and they had an old shower door that somebody donated. And I tried it on camera as we were taping it first time. And I use this stuff, and it was amazing. So they have a container like this. You can use it on stainless steel, that shower. Maybe you have a sliding glass door that when you run the sprinklers on, you know, the water hits it on the outside. You can do that as well. You want to take the dirt off, so you want to get all that clean first. So I would, because you don't, remember, it's abrasive. If you get dirt and debris on there and you start going with it, you'll scratch the glass. But by itself, it'll take all of this off. I need to be like the Billy Mays of this product because we'll sell it like crazy, right? I need a little piece of the action, something like that. And a shampoo deal now that I have all this hair. All right, that's our New to Lou 2 for this week. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. The information will be there. Here it is. Say hi to everybody. Facebook Live, here it is right here. One shot. Turn your little camera over here. Oh, you already turned it off. Never mind. All right, 7:56 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, broadcasting live at Parmesan Station in Tinley Park on another stop of the Hometown Voices Tour, sponsored by Allstate. Hey, we're in good hands this morning on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
They were a little early with their applause. There we go. Welcome back. Yes, we are at our Hometown Voices Tour live from Parmesan Station, Tinley Park, presented by Allstate agent Susan Simonate. And we got a nice crowd out here. This is why I'm going to get it by the end of the show.
You're getting good at that.
Right, exactly. And by the way, a couple quick, is this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show sponsored by Rogers Roofing and by Fox Home Center as well. Is it anybody's birthday here today? Anyone? How about in the next week? Is it in the 13th of August. What's your name? Jan? Happy birthday. Is she with you? Jan? No? So Jan, you're the 13th. Oh, my gosh. There are two people here. Their birthday. Your birthday's the 13th, too? Three women here. Their birthdays are on the 13th of August. Right? Let's give them Mr. Fix-It shirts. Courtesy of Fox Home Center and Alsip and made by Rags of Honor. That's very nice. But the reason I bring that up is my good friend Victor Guerreri, it's his birthday today. Lieutenant Guerreri, it's his birthday. Victor's one of my Mexico crowd people that we go to Mexico every year. And he was one of the guys that years ago when we were there, I've told the story, we were in Mexico, we go every year, he got Lyme disease while we were in Mexico. It's terrible. The guy that was making our drinks, Alejandro, put too many limes in the beer. And that's what he got, the Lyme disease. You got to be very careful when you go down there.
Oh, my God.
What are you laughing?
I was like
it's
crying
a legitimate,
for Victor over here.
Yeah, you got Lyme disease. Too many limes. You got to be very careful. You got to do this kind of spray. You got to be careful. And then one other quick birthday.
A dear, the dearest friend of our daughter Mallory's, Haley Cange. It's her 18th birthday today. So, Haley, happy birthday. We love you very much. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a question from the lady in the audience there. Hello there. How are you? What's your name?
Lucy.
Where are you from, Lucy?
St. John, Indiana.
St. John, Indiana. How long does it take you to get here from St. John, Indiana?
An hour.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So nice.
Nobody there at 5:30.
Well, I bet, right? You're flying through there. That's good. How can I help you?
I moved in to a 13-year-old townhome, and they tell me there's a lot of roofing falling into my gutter. And, you know, you're side by side, and my neighbor tells me we need a new roof. Do you think that's a reason to get a new roof?
When the shingles are falling off?
No, just the stuff from it. I found a lot of stuff in the gutter.
You mean the granules there.
Okay.
And do you know the age of the roof?
13.
Yeah. What do you think the average life of a roof is in the United States? What would your guess be?
20.
You'd say 20. What's your guess? 20? What's your guess? 20? What's your guess? 15. 13 years.
Wow.
The average life of a roof in the... Now, remember, that's the whole country. And there's plenty of people that have 20-year-old roofs. When I say that is crazy. But that's the average. What's the average life of a water heater?
Oh, God. 10.
Good. Very good. 10 years. Who pitched for the Whites? No. Okay. So when you start to see a lot of debris and granules in that area, that's one of the telltale signs. You may not have any leaks.
No.
But it's eventually... Oh, you know, the food is good here, but the Bloody Marys just showed up.
Looks like I'm driving home, huh?
Yeah, Lindsay's driving home. We drove together. And Sam and I, we're just trying it, right?
Yeah, we'll just test it
we're
out.
We're sampling to make sure it's okay for you people if you decide to have one. So the thing is, since you're a townhome, you have to do them both at the same time, right?
Right.
I'd start to get some estimates.
And I just yesterday had to put in a new air conditioner. That didn't even last very long.
Right.
13 years on an air conditioner?
Well, you mean just the AC itself?
That's all I put in so far.
If you, you know, the thing is, if you maintain it, kind of the magic number when it comes to heating and cooling systems is 15 years.
Oh, my God, that's all?
No. But meaning when you get to that point on a piece of equipment, the repairs, if you're maintaining it all, when you get to a point where you have to change out an electronics board or a blower that costs $6,000 or $7,000 or $1,000, then you have to start thinking, do I want to put $1,000 into a 15-year-old piece of equipment? Because the efficiency level is so much better. Every year they get more efficient and they save you more money when you operate them. So it's the type of thing that get three estimates. We have a sponsor on the Mr. Fix-It Show, Rogers Roofing, that's a Southside company. That would be one that I would recommend that you get a quote from. Lindholm Roofing, I don't know that they're going to go all the way to Whiting. Whiting, did you say? No, St. John's. St. John's. So I'd get some estimates.
Okay. So we have to combine them. Whatever he puts on, I put on. So it would have to more than likely be the same roofer, right?
Right. It would be, and you want that roofing to look consistent. Even though you have a wall in between from the street, you see the same roof. So it isn't that, hey, I want white and you want black. I mean, you could do that, and then
every time. But the same roofer should do it all. I should agree with my neighbor on a price and a company so they could do it all.
Correct.
Okay,
and I mean, you're still going to be, you know, I would imagine that they're of equal size.
Right.
So if it's, I'm going to make up a number, $10,000, you're each in for five.
Okay.
Keep working.
Thank you.
See if they need, you guys need a little help behind the bar here? This lady needs to make a little extra cash. She's got a lot of expenditures. How are you?
You know, I don't know what these inspectors do.
What inspectors?
That when you buy.
Right. Well,
I mean, now 8 months, I bought my sink leaked. I had to get a disposal. I bought a new softener. Now I need a roof. I bought an air conditioner. What the hell? You know?
Thought about moving?
Right.
Just moved in.
It's the price
of moving to St. John.
Right.
What did this inspector do?
Right. Well, I mean, houses need maintenance. A leaky sink can be from anything. You know, the roof inspection, that would have been something that an inspector should have caught. You know, I mean, whether they put a ladder up on the side, they, you know, or at least pointed out to you and said, you know what, this is a 13-year-old roof. And, you know, the thing is, If it's not leaking, it's not like it's you have to do it right this second.
Right.
But, you know, it's better to plan this out as opposed to now I have a leak and I need a roofer next week. You know, maybe it's the type of thing that you get an estimate from these folks and say, look, what if I did it in your slower time or whatever? Could I get a better price? Because people ask me all the time, when's the best time to do a roof? When it's not raining.
Yeah.
So they can put a roof on in the middle of winter. It doesn't matter. But you may get a better price if you're willing to wait and say, hey, how about you come back in December and do this?
Okay.
So just some options. You're welcome. Sorry. All right, it's 8:15 in the morning. We're live at Parmesan Station. Oh, I kept my light on. Sorry. Here in Tinley Park, we'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hit it.
Just right. A minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards,
yeah. And
I got a hold of a guy in the paint section, and he said, oh, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
We're live at Parmesan Station. My name's Lou Manfredini. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. The Hometown Voices Tour live from Parmesan Station, Tinley Park, is presented by Allstate Chicago's own Good Hands. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. This is Gene in Hawthorne Woods. Gene, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm calling for my daughter who is house hunting and has found a house that they love. It's a ranch style. The present owner is a smoker, and there's apparently a definite smoking smell in the house. Is it possible to get this out? There is a finished basement that has new carpeting and everything, and there's no smell down there. Apparently, this woman is not very healthy at this point, and I don't think she's probably gone down into the basement. But I'm wondering if this is an issue that we shouldn't get involved in, or if there really is something we can do about it.
Well, I mean, you absolutely can eradicate the smoke smell, but it's going to take some time and effort. Do you know if the house has central heat and air?
It does.
Okay. So a bunch of different things. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say it has the space pack, I think, air conditioner.
Okay. And does it have It's a ranch, you said, right? On the floor, on the main floor, what is the flooring? Is it carpeting, hardwood, tile, combination?
It's hardwood.
The whole place?
On the first floor, yeah.
Okay, great. So if I was buying that house, these are the steps that I would take. I would wash every single wall with, like, spick and span and water. And the amount of nicotine that's going to come off the walls is going to be amazing. And you're going to wash it and rinse it. Then you're going to paint everything. And before you do that, you're going to use an odor-killing primer. Zinsser has an odor-killing primer that will kill that smoke smell. It's actually used extensively after fires. So it really is good stuff. It goes on white and then turns clear and can be top coated in 45 minutes. And so it's really good stuff. I would have the furnace cleaned and all the ductwork cleaned out, and I would re-sand the hardwood floors.
You had me until re-sanding the hardwood floors.
Yeah.
It's not necessary to get, like, somebody in to do a special treatment.
Well,
you can do it yourself.
What I just described to you, you could hire somebody to do all that, certainly.
Like Service Pro.
Yeah, you could absolutely hire somebody to do that, and they'll do all the wall washing, do whatever. But ultimately what's going to happen is it's not just washing the walls, it's priming the walls, then painting the walls, and there's smoke in that floor. And so by sanding that and opening up those pores and then refinishing those floors and getting the ductwork cleaned, washing all the windows, I mean, it's everywhere. right? I mean, it's that smoke, especially if it's been a very long time. To get it cleaned, you absolutely can do it. It's just a lot of work. So, you know, the based on if you're going to get a really good price on the home, and you know, it's like, wow, this is a great deal. It's in a great neighborhood, this and that. But the smoke smells a big deal. Then you just have to put that into your budget and say, you know, I've got to spend X amount of dollars to eradicate this smoke smell. It's all part of the deal, and you know, make that part of your offer. Good luck. I appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We also have some questions from here in our audience here at Parmesan Station in Tinley Park. Hello, sir. Where are you from?
Morning, Lou. I'm from Tinley here.
And what's your name, sir?
Gene. I met you one time before. You opened up Ace in Manteno.
Oh, yeah.
I met you about 12 years ago or
Gene,
something
you know,
like
you
that.
Live in Tinley Park, you're wearing a Cubs hat.
Yeah, right. Because I'm a Cub fan.
All right. Just making sure there's a lot of shaking heads around here.
Because my dad was a Cub fan. Well, he took me to Wrigley Field.
God bless him.
Yeah.
All right, how can I help you, sir?
You know, I put in a concrete patio about a year ago, and it has it's red. The red is right in the concrete.
Nice.
Pigment. But it's developed this, like, blotchiness all over.
Right.
And I'm wondering, is there anything I can do to get rid of it? It doesn't look good.
The blotchiness is...
It's like, after the sealer, I think.
So it's a discoloration.
Yes.
It's not... Is it like black spots?
It's white. It's like whitish.
Okay. I want you to try a cleaner called... This is my new favorite cleaner. Penifin makes a cleaner. You can write this down. Called Pro Tech Cleaner. Now, you use it to clean decks, concrete. It's a crystallized cleaner. You're going to mix with water. You're going to use a broom, and you're going to brush this on. You're going to let it sit there for a little bit, and then you're going to rinse it off. And it's going to look amazing.
Okay. It's Penitin?
Penifin.
Oh, Penifin.
P-E-N-O-F-I-N.
All right.
You're here in Tinley. We got an Ace down here in Tinley?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He should carry it. If not, he can get it out of the warehouse, I think.
Okay.
Penifin Pro Tech Cleaner.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you. We have another audience question.
Oh, thank you.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. This gentleman is making his way. And your name, sir, where are you from?
Okay. Orland Hills.
Oh, all right. Thanks. What's your name?
Randy.
Hi, Randy. How can I help you?
Actually, he mentioned something about concrete. He had a question on, we had a driveway done about 3 years ago, concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Sealing, resealing, any recommendations or... What do you think on that?
I have a great sealer for you that is a sealer people don't... Well, you may hear me talk about it, but no one else does, called Bone Dry. And it's a gallon jug that's going to cost you $70. Okay. So I can get you a little work here behind the bar, too, if you'd like, with this lady, because she's got to pay for her new roof. This is a terrific sealer that's used commercially under all kinds of floors, but you can use it inside and out. This sealer will go down into the concrete about an inch and permanently make it a water... There goes the train. Permanently make it waterproof. And you go to bonedryproducts.com to find it.
What kind of prep before you put that on?
Clean,
do you recommend?
Clean it. You know, I mean, you can clean it with anything, right? You can use dish soap if you wanted to and a broom.
Okay.
But I just want to get all the dirt and debris off there, rinse it really well, so that I don't see any more soap suds. You know, you could use a cleaner like, you know, Spick and Span, which is this old cleaner, is sodium carbonate. That's really the magic sauce that's inside of it. And sodium carbonate is in so many cleaners that we buy, and it really does a nice job. Mix some Spick and Span in a bucket and a broom and go wipe this thing off. Rinse it really well. Then while it's damp, you take this Bone Dry in a pump sprayer and you spray it, and you put it on. And... it's the last time you're going to seal it.
All right, thank you.
All right, you got it. We're live in we're not in Orland. We're in Tinley Park. He's from Orland Hills, somewhere like that. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show, will be back right after this. By the way, before we go to news, today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live at Parmesan Station in Tinley Park, is presented by Allstate agent Susan Seminate. All right, Seminate, where is she? Where's Susan? Am I saying that right, Susan? Seminate? I finally got it right. It only took, you know what it was? Once I started drinking the Bloody Mary. So are you listening to the John Williams Show weekdays from 1 to 3? Did you listen yesterday at all?
I didn't catch it yesterday.
I think today he's going to talk about, evidently in Chicago, there's an ordinance, and or a new ordinance that they're proposing, that if you leave your dog in a hot car, and then you go and break the window to let the dog out, you won't be charged with a crime. Shouldn't that have already been? Right? I got news for you. If you leave your dog in a car and it's 90 degrees and I walk by and I see the dog in there, I'm breaking your window.
Okay, I have a question, though.
What?
So I have a car that has the automatic starter, and sometimes when a Hamilton is in the car, I leave the dog in the car with the car running and the air conditioning. He's very comfortable.
That's not.
What if somebody breaks that window? Are they going to not? They still don't get charged?
Well, I don't think that that's the. I don't. I guess I would figure that out. Mm-hmm. If you were in the car, and it was running and the air conditioner's on, then that's fine. But people put their dog in the car like at the grocery store, and they lock the car, and it's 80 degrees outside. It's 114 inside.
I get it.
You can't leave your dog inside there.
No, I 100% agree.
I'm breaking your window, and if you don't like it, fine.
My AC was on.
No, I didn't say that. It's like we're in a marital fight here. You're not listening. It's like I'm home.
Well, you're not communicating properly.
What didn't I make clear? You have your dog. You come to Parmesan Station. Mm-hmm. You do a radio show for 3 hours. And the dog's in the car, and it's 90 degrees outside, and the car is off. Bad dog owner.
Okay, you didn't say off the first time. I got it. I understand, and I could not agree
it's
more.
It's like you don't even know me. We've been in a relationship for 10 years.
Now, back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Parmesan Station in Tinley Park, is presented by Allstate agent Susan Seminate and all these nice people here. Nice to see you. Say good morning, everybody. Good morning. Actually, joining me up on stage is, well, not on stage, behind the table. We're not up on the stage. Is Susan Seminate, Allstate agent, and as well Karen Buck, who is a community manager, Relay for Life of the East Central Region for the American Cancer Society. Good morning to both you ladies.
Good morning.
How are you? Now, Susan, let's start with you. I was reading I don't know if it was in the copy that I was reading about, you've moved around a lot. Were you running from the law? It was like
my
difference.
Husband was.
Is that what it was? Were you in like the witness protection program? Is he in the CIA or you can't
He's
tell
FBI.
Us? He's FBI. All right. Well, be careful. They've got a target on their back these days, so be careful. Tell me, you worked in corporate Allstate?
No. I'm an Allstate agent.
No, I know, but it said you worked in a bunch of different areas within Allstate, right?
Well, with another insurance company.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so you were with another much less competent insurance agency than Allstate that we can't talk about, which is why you're in the witness protection program.
No, we're in good hands.
You're in good hands. Well done. but you're an agent down here in the south suburbs here. You got a couple of offices. And since 2013, is that correct?
That's correct.
And were they new offices, or did you take over an existing business?
So I actually purchased my office. It was a small little book from an agent that had been in Allstate for a little over 30 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, I bought a book of business and started it. It was small.
Right.
We've grown it.
And when you say a book of business, those are like the customers that you have that you're servicing.
So the beauty about Allstate is that the book of business is ours. So, yeah, so I purchased it from another agent, and now they're my customers.
So it's
a small little book of business. So we're entrepreneurs.
Right.
And when I'm ready to retire, I sell it off to somebody else.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we're in an area now where everybody wants to do everything online, and I want to have it on my phone. And I know that even Allstate has an online presence with their e-insurance, correct?
Yeah.
Right? We don't talk about that?
No.
No, even though it's Allstate.
Yeah.
But anyway, we don't talk about that. But my point is, Okay, I get it. There's a few things I want to do on my phone. I'm sure you do it as well. But when it comes to protecting my home and making sure that everything is covered, I want to be able to talk to someone
right.
that kind of can see everything in front of me and say, look, I need to be able to have coverage here. What does this mean? I got this letter, da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's really the kind of service
yeah.
that as an independent, or not an independent agent, but an agent for Allstate that you offer.
Absolutely. So yeah, doing things online, we do a lot of things over the phone.
Sure.
Online is not always the best. If you're looking for an endorsement specific to your needs, I'll give you an example. I had a customer yesterday. She has a $30,000 wine collection. She wants to know, how do we cover it?
Did you invite her today to come out?
I told her if she can give me a bottle of wine.
Sure. A big... And she and
the most expensive
right,
one too.
And it's funny because Susan brought a bottle of Carlo Rossi, which I don't mind. I don't like talking about it, but I like drinking it. All right, anyway. So, go ahead. She has a $30,000 wine collection.
So how do we insure it? So
there's an app for that.
No,
there's not. Okay.
That's why she calls me. I'm her agent.
How do you insure that?
We actually insure it. Believe it or not, we insure it under her personal property.
Is that something that if you had something like that, you have to get appraised? Or how do
so,
you...
Because, so
right, you have to know what the value
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. So when I went back to claims, because obviously we want claims involved, hey, how are we going to cover a $1,000 bottle of wine? Well, tell her to go online, get an appraisal on it, and we're good. We're
wow.
good, and we cover it.
Right.
That's very simple.
And those are little things that you can add on to a homeowner's policy or a personal policy to make sure that you've got those special endorsements
absolutely.
Where you need the expertise to understand how
absolutely.
That's going
on. Absolutely. And, again, online, you might not get what you're looking for, what mm-hmm. you actually need. That's why contacting an Allstate agent is so important. We want to make sure that we cover you specifically to your needs.
Talk to me a little bit about, and I'm sure you within the Allstate family talk about this. I'm always worried about fraud in the sense that, you know, there was these terrible floods up north. I mean, there wasn't the south side here didn't get hit with that. But you got a lot of people banging on doors that are going to try and get money from you to do some work, which obviously so much of this, I mean, certainly it depends on coverages and this, that, about what you have. But you guys are also there to help people not be taken advantage of, right, when it comes to those kind of catastrophic losses?
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about where that expertise comes in.
So anyone that's knocking on your door, hasn't gotten on your roof, is really not the person you want to tell you that you have damage to your roof.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the person. We actually work with preferred vendors that we can actually send out to give you a free estimate to make sure that before you actually file that claim, you actually have a valid claim to be filed.
Right.
So we don't want you to use that door knocker
right.
to tell you I have damage to my roof.
Right. And I think it's probably the biggest challenge, I suppose, you know, when you have catastrophic losses like that where you have such a wide area, and I'm sure that Allstate has clients up there that you're so eager to get it done that you're like, well, I'll just pay this guy and then I'll work that out. And then it may be that it's not legit or not done right. And then you almost create more problems.
So typically what happens in those cases are that they make you sign a contract. And even if there is not a valid claim, now you're on the hook for repairs to your roof.
Right.
So you definitely do not want to sign off on anything, but not only that, but you want to make sure that you have a valid claim and that it is over your deductible as well.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want is for a claim to be denied or not paid because there's really not any windstorm damage or hail damage to your roof.
Right, or any other loss right. you may have occurred, right. Well, also up on the stage here is Karen Bruck, who's with the American Cancer Society. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the American Cancer Society and what your division down here does.
Well, I'm from the Tinley Park office, and we are an income office. We run all the Relay for Lives of this area.
So we bring in volunteers to run these events, and we have some in the audience today with us for the presentation. But the American Cancer Society takes care of people that are going through treatment. We spend most of our money on research. We've been on the breaking edge of most every major breakthrough in cancer research that we know of. We're second to just the government and funding.
And the American Cancer Society, people may not know, you guys offer some services that are super necessary, but people may not know that you do, right?
Absolutely.
Like nuts and bolts kinds of stuff, right? Give some examples of those.
We have a program called Ride to Recovery, which will give patients rides to treatment if they can't get them themselves.
Right.
We have volunteer drivers that pick them up, wait for them, bring them back home. We give wigs to women going through treatment. Makeup artists come in and help them learn how to put on makeup when their skin is changing and they're losing hair.
Right.
We also do many other things, have Hope Lodges across the nation. So if you need to go to another city for treatment, we put you up for free, or have hotel partnerships in those areas also.
It's really just a terrific organization. I'm glad that you're here. And I think that are we doing something nice for the American Cancer Society through your office today, Susan?
We sure are.
Yeah, we're presenting them with a check, right?
For $1,000.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's great. That's great. Big giant check. I love the big giant checks. You can't see it, but it's a big giant check. Trust me, it's like the size of a Buick. That's great. Well, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for everything the American Cancer Society does. Susan, I'm sorry I was butchering your name earlier today. You know, the phonetic spelling sort of drives you crazy. No, it does, because then you, like, overthink it. What origin is that name?
It's Colombian and Italian.
Wow.
So talk about a good mix, right?
I like the mix, right. I do not want to get in a fight with you. Wow. No way. So on a scale of 1 to 10, since 2013, being an Allstate agent, it's a?
25.
Wow, good one. And I know that they're always recruiting for different people to come into that business. Do you run this business all by yourself? And meaning that you're the head of the business?
No, I have a team. I have a team.
It's your business. And so I'm going to ask you about specifically about entrepreneurism, being a woman as an entrepreneur, and this line of work. Is it something that you would recommend to other women that want to be entrepreneurs?
In a heartbeat. I'm going to tell you that I've been self-employed since I was the age of 30. And
so it's been
the most,
2 years.
Yeah. Actually, I'm...
See how I did that? Did you see how I did that on the radio?
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But I've been self-employed for 10 years now, and it's the most rewarding job that I have ever experienced. I've worked for corporate, I've done corporate, but this is the most flexible job that I've ever had and the most rewarding. I give back. Mm-hmm. As you can see, we give back to the community.
Right.
But Allstate is my family. Allstate treats me like family. It's for a woman. This is the best job if you're trying to raise a family. It's the best job you can ever have. I am a firm believer that I'm put into this job for the right reasons.
That's great.
And Allstate gave me that opportunity.
That's awesome. That's good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you very much, both of you, for being here. Thank you for Allstate for sponsoring our Hometown Voices tour. It is 8:52 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. It's 8:57 in the morning. Let's take a quick phone call at 312-981-7200. Lori is on the line. Hi, Lori. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. My question is, about 20 years ago, we put up a garage with aluminum siding, and I planted ivy. I've got ivy on one side of the house, of the garage, and on the two peaks. And it died on one of the peaks. Now, I took the vines off, but I've got all these little brown spots. Mm-hmm. And we've tried, somebody had recommended alcohol. We tried alcohol.
I like that in my Bloody Mary.
Yeah, there you go. And I've tried vinegar,
Those little dots are really difficult to, they get embedded into the material over time. If we could figure out a glue that works like that, nothing would ever be separated.
Oh, I know. It's awful.
What you could try, you need something like that, you're going to need to almost strip it off. But then when you do all that, you're going to end up painting the aluminum siding.
Okay. That's what I was afraid of, because we've been scrubbing it and we've been using Simple Green.
No.
And
so the only way you're going to get that off is if you were to put a nylon stripping brush on the end of a drill and start kind of as if you're stripping the finish off, but you'll strip the finish off and you will sand those little dots off. But once you do that, you have to paint the aluminum siding. So then the question becomes, do you want to paint it and have a painted finish that then, you'll have to repaint in, 8 years or 10 years? Or do you want to reside it all?
Right. That's what I was afraid of. And then if I reside, then I've got to take all the ivy off the wall that's, two walls that are
right. So if it's
really
just
good.
If it's just a gable, what I would do is I would do the sanding like I mentioned, get it nice and smooth. And then I would paint it, and since it's a gable, you'll have a really nice, you should get good retention out there where it's not going to peel or anything like that. It'll look really nice, consistent, and hopefully you get at least 10 years of performance out of there. That way you don't have to touch the rest of the ivy. I appreciate the phone call. We're just bumping up a time. Quick break before we do news.
Just 1 hour left of the Mr. Fix-It Show. Give him a call with your home improvement questions. We're broadcasting live in Tinley Park at Parmesan Station on another stop of our Hometown Voices tour. And now he's back, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
On the edge of darkness, there is a beast train.
I love this song. Welcome back. This WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Parmesan Station in Tinley Park, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Poor Lisa has been hanging on since they built Parmesan Station, and you're so nice to hang on. Lisa?
Without a Bloody
Lisa?
Mary.
Without a Bloody yeah. Mary. That's good. But I think, are you in your car?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, you're at home now. All right. Well, if we haven't already got your information, hang on a second, because for hanging on so long, where are you? Where?
Highland Park, Illinois.
Highland Park? All right. I love Highland Park, and we're going to send you out an apt gift card. Pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. It's a $50 value. So how can I help you today?
First, let me give a shout-out to Permasteel. Live in Lake County, not a drop of water.
All right.
Okay. I have a knocking in my pipe when I run my dishwasher, my washing machine, or the bathroom upstairs. Like there's a ping pong ball or a golf ball in there just knocking around.
All right. How handy of a lady are you, Lisa?
Pretty handy.
Okay. Do you know where the water main is?
I listen to you.
All right. Do
I
you know where the water...
Water main is?
Yeah, the water valve. The main... No. In your house.
Yes.
Okay. So I've given this advice many, many times, and this usually solves the problem. I want you to shut off the water to the entire home.
Okay.
Then I want you to turn every faucet on in the house, on the first floor, in the basement, and I want you to flush every toilet.
Okay, with the water off.
Correct. When the water stops draining out of that basement, if you have a basement faucet, when no more water comes out, then I want you to shut all the valves off, okay? And I want you to turn the main back on.
Oh, so it builds up pressure, okay.
And then you're going to flush the toilets again, and you're going to turn the faucets on. They're going to spit, and they're going to sputter. You may have to take the aerator off because you're going to loosen up some sediment. But when you do all that,
it should eliminate this knocking problem once and for all.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Give it a shot. Hang on a second. We're going to get your information so we can send you out the app gift card. This is Ron in Naperville. Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Shout out to you for all your charity work. Thank you very much. I know you don't like to hear that, but there it was. I have a question about seal coating. I'm involved with an association, and we're studying now the possibility of having our driveway seal coated. And there's been some talk about whether the seal coating is actually just for looks or if it's to protect the actual surface. Can you help me with that?
Sure. So asphalt, is a bunch of small aggregate stone that is put together with tar and then pressed into place. And, you know, it's essentially like a heavy cake mix that stays together. But all those nooks and crannies that exist inside the, in between all the rocks, especially where we live, by allowing the little gaps in there and ice and water to work its way down through the different fissures that are inside of it, eventually cause the asphalt to break apart. And so the seal coating, while it does provide a nice look, even consistent color to it, you know, asphalt, if it goes untreated, if you look next time you're in a parking lot, like a really large parking lot where they don't seal coat them, you'll see that it's a kind of a gray color. And that top coating starts to really dry, and so then water and ice can work its way down in there, and it can break apart. The seal coating, one, for appearance, and B, that little top coat helps to limit, not eliminate, but limit the amount of water that can get down inside there. So there is a structural benefit to seal coating.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you listening this morning. Thank you.
Okay. I always
have a good day. Appreciate you calling this morning. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by ChevyDriveChicago.com and also sponsored by WetAndForget.com. You know, earlier I wished two friends of ours birthday wishes. Now, my friend Victor, whose birthday it is, Victor's in, I think he's fine with me saying, he's in his 60s and he's awake. Like most of us are, even if we're not in our 60s. But then I wish Mallory's friend Haley, who's 18, she's not awake because she's 18. Now she is awake. Oh, so now you're saying. Happy birthday, Haley.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Come on, wake up. The weekend is here. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. But I feel better when I'm
dancing. Welcome back. Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Parmesan Station in Tinley Park is presented by Allstate agent Susan Seminate. And we have a nice crowd out here this morning. 312-981-7200. We have a few things to give away, but we weren't quite sure how to do it. So Lindsay came up with the a contest or a question and answer. What are we calling it?
Who's Lou?
Who knows Lou?
Who knows Lou?
Isn't that what you said?
Well, kind of. Sure. Because we have this lady over here.
We have this lady who wants to be the president of my fan club. So we're going to ask you some questions. We figured out that this is, you know, as you win. Wait, but we want. What are we going to do? We're going to pass away. How are we going to pass out this stuff? Are we just giving it to this lady?
Well, maybe we can ask.
What if she doesn't know Lou?
Well, then we're going to see who knows it. We're going to ask her the first question.
All right. Whoever. So we're going to ask you the first question to win something. Hey, you said it. Okay. You said I want to be the president of your fan club, so Lindsay's going to ask you some questions about me. If you really are if you're like a fan club, you would know everything about me.
Which one should I start with?
I should have studied.
You should. Hey, you know what? If we're going to be in a relationship, you should be paying attention.
Lou, we already are.
All right. Maybe that's who I marry when I become the mayor. Okay.
Which one should I start with?
Which one should you start with? I would start with the first one.
All right.
Because I want her to win.
Name, we're just asking for one, but name one of Lou's dogs.
Wait. And?
And the breed.
Oh, I won't.
Okay, just do the one dog.
Enzo?
All right. And Enzo's a...
dog.
He's a dog.
Oh,
I'm going to guess a Labrador.
A Labradoodle. Did she say Labradoodle? Mm-hmm. She did.
Mm-hmm.
A Labrador that's a doodle.
It is a doodle.
It is a doodle. Well, she said Labrador.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Oh.
And then I made her say doodle.
Oh, doodle.
We're going to give you a Bright and Clean hard water stain remover. Hmm? Oh, my gosh. You wrote it down, and now you're getting it for free. Okay, who else wants to play? Who knows
Lou? Does anyone know the other name of his dog?
Does anybody else? Oh, yeah, go ahead. You are.
Yeah, does anybody else know the other name of his dog and the breed? Anybody?
Anybody? Anybody know the other dog's name?
Do you know the other dog's name?
Buster.
No, but that's a fun name for a dog. Not Buster. Anyone? I hate to bring this up because Allstate is the sponsor of today's broadcast, but there's another insurance company that has someone with this name. What? Geico. The name of my dog is Geico. No, it's not.
She's got it.
You got it? Flo. There you go.
Lou,
you
what kind of dog is it? I like it when you say this name.
She's a Itzu.
Shih
Tzu. Yeah, I don't like to say it on the radio.
Right, you did. That's okay.
If we're going to lose our license, it's not because of me. You know, we have new owners coming in. I want to try and play nice with them.
Okay,
we're
going to
give you a hard water stain thing for you as well.
These are really hard. If they don't know your dog's name.
Okay, I know.
How many kids does Lou have?
Well, you already won.
Three.
No.
Four.
Four, that lady right there. Four. All right, we'll give her a Bright and Clean pack.
What is Lou's social security number?
There we go. 78.
What's your home address? Your wife will love that.
Right. We'll give you a home address since I said my dogs are not going to protect us.
What is Lou allergic to?
Right, exactly.
Who is Lou the spokesperson for in the Chicagoland area, and what is their phone number?
Anyone? Bueller? This is not going well if the sponsors are listening. Shouldn't they know that? Permaseal? Who said Permaseal? Very nice.
Everyone said Permaseal.
And their phone number?
I don't know their phone number.
Eight. What did you say? 800?
421. She's right. Seal. She got it.
Who said that?
She did.
That right there. Congratulations. Good job. She got it. 800-421 Seal. How about the last one? I like the last one.
Where did Lou propose to his wife?
Is there another one?
What's that? Buckingham Fountain. That's where my wife's going to leave me, too. She won. She got it. Buckingham Fountain.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I know you know that, but you can't win.
But I forgot when you wrote that.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. And thanks to Bright and Clean for giving us some stuff to give away. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Lucia in Chicago. Hi, Lucia. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I have a problem in northern Wisconsin, 320 miles north from here. We have a cabin.
Okay.
And we have running water in a holding tank. Because of all the rain they've been having there, our holding tank has been filling with water. We don't go there very often anymore because we're getting old. But the alarm goes off, and the neighbors let us know that our alarm is going, so we have to call the people that pump the water out. Can we leave the alarm off without the water from the holding tank going backing into the house?
So when you talk about a holding tank, this is for your septic system, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a holding tank. Is your septic system a mechanical system that uses pumps?
We have a well. Yeah. Right. I don't know about the pump.
But in other words, okay. So with all the rain, the holding tank is filling up, meaning that you have to get it pumped out.
Yes.
And let me ask you this. Where the holding tank is, the lid for the holding tank, is it above the ground?
Yes, it is.
You can see it?
Yes.
Okay. And is it on a hill or something? Like when we get all this rain, do we think that the water's coming in from the concrete lid?
it's not a concrete lid. I don't know. It's like a, you know, plastic or something lid. Oh, like okay. You're talking like the that. Top of the holding tank.
Yes.
Yeah, that's concrete.
That's concrete. Okay.
Yes.
Here's my guess, Lucia, that you probably, where this lid is, because of all the rain, you're getting water that's literally coming in from the top and dumping into the tank.
Yeah.
We need to seal, your septic people can seal that lid with almost like a rubber gasket so the water doesn't go inside there. But the fact of the matter is, if that tank fills up, if it fills up too much, it will back up into the house.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is whomever your septic contractor is up there, talk to them about this rain problem. First thing they're going to inspect is to make sure that that tank is in fact holding water, okay? I mean, you said you don't go up there that much, so we're going to make sure that the tank isn't cracked, and so they can inspect that and make sure that it's sound.
They did inspect it and says it's no seepage. You know, there's from the tank is not coming in. They suggested it's from the toilet tank that's running. We called the plumber. The plumber says, no, it's not the toilet tank. But
it has to be groundwater because the toilet, even if the toilet was running, the septic system would be able to handle that, and then it would eventually go into the septic field. My guess is one of the problems could be that once it leaves the tank, the sludge tank, which is called, it goes into the septic field, and the pipe that's carrying that out is clogged. And so the septic people need to come back and take a look at that and verify that everything coming out of that tank is free and clear going all the way out there. Once you do that, I mean, the bottom line is don't unplug the alarm because we don't want it to back up into the house. There's something malfunctioning with the septic system that needs to be repaired. I appreciate the phone call. I'm just jumping up against time here. It's 9:31 in the morning. We'll take a fast break and then go to news. Hey, I just met you.
Text me, maybe.
Time for just text me on
the Mr. Fix-It Show.
That's right, 720 WGN.
Text me, maybe.
The Parmesan Station. Our hometown voices tour live from Parmesan Station in Tinley Park is presented by Allstate Chicago's Own Good Hands. Later on, we'll say a lot of thanks. But you know, Lindsay, I was thinking, when do you ever get to go to work and bring your whole family? So Jeannie McGrory, who's here, account executive extraordinaire over there, talking with her mom and dad.
This is a trick question.
Jeannie, you know, there's a lot of really good salespeople over at WGN, but she really is one of the best. And she's here with her mom and dad, her husband Marty, and I think that's your sister, right? Is that your sister? One of your sisters? That's the favorite sister, right? Right? You're the favorite sister. What's your name? Oh, yeah, your parents talk about you all the time. Thank you for coming this morning. Very nice. And Marty, you're a saint. Yeah, Marty's a saint. Yeah, Jeannie's not easy to live with. Right. And thanks, Mom and Dad, for coming. Who else? Where's Aunt Jan? Hi, Aunt Jan. How are you? Oh, we've met before. Nice to see you again. All right. Anyway. Just text me.
Just text
me,
maybe.
People send us all kinds of texts, maybe.
Yes. Hey, when staining interior stairs, does each application of stain need to fully dry before the next application?
Yes.
Lou?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And the thing is that it's very when you're doing oil-based stains, it's really not drying as opposed to curing. And when you get done with it, you know, the humidity levels need to be controlled. When you put it down, which put your hand down to test it, it shouldn't feel sticky and or damp at all. And so it can take, depending on the darker the stain, the longer it takes.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least 24 hours. Sometimes it's 48 hours.
All right. Lou, why is my master bedroom always the coldest room in the house, no matter what the season? I think it was...
A little nicer to your husband.
I think if it was insulation related, it would be cold in the winter and hot in the summer, but it's always the coldest. It's a townhouse, 18 years, but she's only noticed this the past couple of years.
Hmm. Well, this time of year, if it's still super cold, then it's got to have something to do with her central air conditioning, and doesn't make sense why you would have that kind of pressure in the summer pumping the cold air there, but then in the winter you wouldn't get enough hot air. All right, so there is a device. I hate for you to have to buy this device, but essentially it's a laser thermometer. It's like a pistol grip. Actually, what was the name of that product that you can put onto the iPhone that makes it like a thermal? It's like a little camera.
The Flir?
Seek Thermal.
Oh, yeah.
So there is a product you can buy that you can click to your iPhone. It's a little camera, and it's called Seek Thermal. And Seek Thermal, you can take that to the individual vents and point the camera there, and it'll give you a reading in the temperature coming out of that vent. And so with the system on, you can go vent to vent and see if there's inconsistency in the temperatures coming out of the vents, both in the summer and the winter. By balancing the system out by turning the vents off in other rooms, you can cause more warm air in the wintertime to go into that room and or less cold air to come into that room in the summertime. And that little camera system could be a lifesaver.
Was that like your mic drop?
That was my mic drop.
Please clarify the rule.
Oh, I cracked my phone. No.
Oh, no. I didn't. Please clarify the rule for exterior paint. Latex is okay over oil-based primer, but oil-based paint is not okay over latex primer?
With modern paints now, with the technology, you can go latex over oil. The trick is that it has to be clean, and you have to do a little bit of sanding to be able to get the adhesion that you want. So with these paint and primers now, because they're so full of acrylic, they almost, especially on the exterior side with these paints, it's almost like you're painting the wall with a glue. That's how sticky it is. And so the technology has changed quite a bit. You can use latex outside, no problem.
Hmm. And lastly, the sweet daughter.
My daughter?
In-law.
Daughter.
No, but your daughters are sweet too. My mother-in-law, Mary Julitz, is celebrating her 90th birthday today. Please wish her a happy one, if you
wow.
could.
Wow, Mary
birthday, Julitz, Mayor.
90. How about a big round of applause for Mary, who's 90? God bless you. I'd sign that dance card. 90, absolutely. Very nice. That's our Just Text Me segment this morning. It's 9:44 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a guest in the audience. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Pat from Crestwood.
Hi, Pat. How can I help you?
You know, I have a old garage floor. It's probably 50 years old. And I've got some cracks in it going front to back. And some of them are deep. What's the best way and the cheapest to fix it?
When you say the cracks are deep, is it also not level? In other words, is it collapsing in a corner, or is it just separation?
There's just separation on the apron. There is, it does go, there's a crack that goes, one's higher than the other.
Okay. And so, in other words, if I could get underneath there and lift it up and, like, put it back in place, the crack would go away.
Just on the apron, yeah.
Right. And what about inside?
Inside, it's just, it's pretty level. It's
just cracked.
Just cracking.
Okay. Do you have any interest in leveling the apron or no?
Do I what?
Any interest in leveling that apron? Or it doesn't bother you?
Well, I need a new driveway, and I thought, can
you would
asphalt
do it all.
That?
Well, no, but I mean, they're probably going to have to redo that before they put that. So, I mean, as part of the driveway project, they could certainly make that. But the reason I bring that up is there is a system that the PermaSeal folks do called PolyLevel. That could level that up.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do a new driveway, you probably want to incorporate that apron work with the driveway.
Yeah.
Okay? As far as the cracks inside, if they're deep, you want to put something called a caulking rope, which is a foam insulation.
Okay.
It's like a styrofoam. It comes in different sizes, like a giant roll of spaghetti. You're going to tuck that inside the crack.
Okay.
With a putty knife, so you got to buy it thick enough so that it fills in, and you're going to leave about 3/8 of an inch of depth when you do that. And then just use a concrete patch that you're going to mix up. They make some that's pre-mixed, and you're going to fill those cracks. Now, in order to make it look nice, before you do that, take some wide painter's tape and tape on either side of the crack. Then fill with the concrete patch and use a putty knife to, you know, make it nice and smooth. And then once it's all set and looks nice, you know, after about an hour, peel the tape away.
Okay. Do you need to seal that floor with anything? Or
a 50-year-old floor? No. No. That's as good as it's going to get.
Okay.
Right. Like that movie with Jack Nicholson. It's as good as it's going to get.
Thank you.
Is that the name of the movie? As good as it gets? Something like that. 9:47 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here live in Tinley Park. Part of our Hometown Voices tour sponsored by Allstate. We'll be right back. Originally from Florida, Susan Sendamonte has been in the insurance industry for over 20 years, places like Memphis and Columbus. But since November of 2013, Susan's been in Illinois working with Allstate in multiple roles, including claims, sales, and management. Today, she has two Allstate offices of her own, one in Oak Forest and the second one in Western Springs. Susan continuously strives to learn and contribute in a meaningful way, stays active in many community organizations, including the Oak Forest Chamber of Commerce, Bremen High School, Relay for Life, and Western Springs Business Association. Susan has a long history of going above and beyond, and today Susan Sendamonte is a premium agent with Allstate, having won several awards such as the Honor Ring, Leaders Forum, and Circle of Champions for high standards in customer satisfaction and customer retention. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Lou.
You didn't go to Bremen High School, did you?
I did not. Bremen Braves.
Is that what they are?
I think so.
And where'd you go to high school?
Mount Carmel.
Were they a rival?
No.
No.
Nope.
You didn't play them?
Nope.
No. You didn't egg them?
Didn't egg them.
Okay, just making sure.
Nope.
Anyway, she's a nice lady, and she does a nice job for them. You can find Susan's Allstate agencies in Cicero, in Oak Forest, and in Oak Lawn, on Lawn Avenue, rather, in Western Springs, or call 708-246-8800. Welcome back to Parmesan Station here in Tinley Park, part of our All-State Hometown Voices Tour. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We've got a question from the audience. Hello there, ma'am. What's your name? Where are you from?
Cindy from Kingston.
My sister's name was Cindy. How can I help you, Cindy?
Yes, I just want to know your thoughts on water heaters.
They're very good for making hot water. They're actually one of the best things you can buy if you want hot water. Thanks for your question.
Tankless. We have a 20-year-old water heater that we're thinking about replacing and don't know to go tankless or...
We've been using an on-demand water heater at our home now for, I'm going to say, 8 years. And it's great. There's a little bit of a learning curve because it takes a little longer for the water to get to you, okay? So that's a little problematic, say, in your master bath. You want to go wash your face, and you got to let the water run to get hot water. Or you turn the shower on, it takes a little bit longer. But right now, I'm here with you, and my water heater is off. And yours is on, and so is half. Anybody else here have a on-demand water heater?
No.
No? Okay. 20% of the energy you spend on your heating water in your home with a tank water heater goes for standby. So your water heater's hot right now, but nobody's home. Just in case you come home, it's hot. So why? That makes no sense to pay to heat water and you're not there. The technology has changed dramatically since 7 years ago when I put ours in. Because when I put ours in, I had to put a bigger gas line and a bigger gas meter to supply it because it uses so much BTUs when it's on. Now, you can use a regular 3/4-inch gas line going to it. You don't have to increase any of that size. And many of them now have built-in recirculating pumps to recirculate back and bring you hot water immediately. Costs a little more to run because it's firing all the time, which to me is sort of a juxtaposition of, do I want to be inconvenienced a little bit or do I want to pay? You know, then you're trading water. Everybody in this place could come to your house and take a shower, one after another after another. We're going there right now afterwards. Because this guy hasn't showered yet. And I didn't want to say anything, sir. Yeah, no. You smell fine. That, you know what? I didn't know that you could still find English leather. Anyway, I think they're great. And I think from a modern standpoint, when you go to sell your house someday, it's the kind of thing that like a young buyer is going to say, oh, that's so cool. And they can last 20 years.
Okay.
So I love
Thank
I love
you.
It. You're welcome. 9:55 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
So long, farewell. I'll be just saying adieu. Adieu, adieu. To you and you and you.
Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last caller this morning is Steve, who is just about as far as you can get from here in Libertyville. Hi, Steve. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou, Lindsay, and Tinley Park. I know we're running against a hard break here, so I'm going to try to make this quick so I can get an answer from you, a good answer. I have a kitchen floor. We had a hot water pipe leak, slow leak, under the kitchen sink. Probably about 3 weeks this is going on. So I had a plumber fix it on Thursday when I finally discovered, you know, that it had indeed been leaking, and that's why the floor was warping. Laminate floor, put over previous linoleum. So we had a mold remediation company out here, and they estimated at about $3,000. The patch of floor is maybe 10 by 10 that was damaged. That's very expensive. That may be the standard for that sort of service. I just wondered what your thoughts were on something like that, Lou. It wasn't in, you know, it's not like the basement was flooded.
Right.
You know,
has the damaged floor been taken out?
No, it hasn't. It's still, you know, everything's in place here, and my wife
and we're gonna take the floor out, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the mold remediation people aren't gonna put the new floor in.
No, they are not.
All right. And do you want to do some of this yourself?
Well, I can certainly rip up the floor, yeah. No problem.
Okay. So rip up the floor, wear a mask, wear some gloves or whatever. Then when you expose that subfloor, okay, that's a resilient wood material, you're going to spray that entire floor with Fog U mold.
Okay.
Okay, that will kill all that mold. And it's a fogger, but you can hold it and spray it, and it's like an aerosol, and it's going to autonomize this this cleaner that will kill and absorb in there. Then you're going to give it a couple days. You're going to buy their mold, 5-minute mold test after a couple days, and you're going to test it and make sure it's all dead. If it's not, you're going to Fog U mold it again. And then once you have a negative reading, clean it all up, brush it away, you know, put a primer sealer over the top. There's we talked about Zinsser making an odor-killing primer that you can use right over the top of that. And then patch your floor, and you're good to go. Good luck with that, Steve. Be very careful. Thank you all for coming today. I really do appreciate it. A bunch of thank yous to Allstate and Susan Seminate, Parmesan Station in Tinley Park. The owner is Mike Papandrea, and the manager is Eric Rose, Jeannie McGrory, Marlene and Rick Wells, Adam Phillips here who came this morning, Bob Ferguson for pushing the buttons back there, Cash who was producing back at the station, Sam Panionovich who somebody said looks like you're 12 years old. That's a good thing. I wish they said that about me. And also thanks to Lindsay Smithwick who is a producer extraordinaire. The longest tenured producer at WGN Radio. She started when she was 10 years old. Nice job. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Have a great weekend. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. John Williams' show is coming up into the WGN newsroom.